Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Almost. It's Thanksgiving Eve. We're going to be having the big day tomorrow. Some of you may have already had yours. Part of my celebration, we've already had ours, my family. We don't always get to do it right on the day, but it's kind of a Thanksgiving week around my place. I wonder if Chester Elton knows anything about that. Chester's here, ladies and gentlemen. Chester's a long-time 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Culture Works, the co-author of so many books. I can't see over all of them here in my studio. What Motivates Me? Put Your Passions to Work. That's another one of the outstanding books that he and Adrian Gostick have cranked out, and he's here and to talk to us about something that we really need to know about and use. Chester Elton, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. You know about the Thanksgiving week kind of thing?
You know, I've never heard of Thanksgiving week, but I have heard of birthday week, where you celebrate
birthday. Milking it all week long. Well, no, the reason I say that is so many families are stretched out and people are working and you know, you've got in-laws and outlaws and everything. It's not always practical to, you can't get everybody together everywhere they need to be on Thanksgiving Day.
You know, that's true. And I think the important thing isn't so much the day, but getting together as family.
That's exactly right. And that's what I mean about the week thing. That's the reason we should take a little pressure off of ourselves and just, and then that leads you to think about being thankful all year long, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it is kind of interesting. I've got a good friend who likes to start every day. He wakes up and he goes out to his little back porch and he says, I sit there and I count my blessings.
Oh, yeah.
All the things I'm thankful for. And I thought, you know, that is such a wonderful way to start every day.
Well, how often do we dwell on the things that that are not going well for us? And those are truly probably in the minority.
Exactly. I mean, you think of all the things we're blessed with, and when you put that in perspective and you put it on the scale, you know, most of us are going to have a lot more positive things in our lives than negative. I think you're exactly right.
So, in that spirit of Thanksgiving, you wrote a piece recently about what you call the most underutilized tool. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, it's kind of old school, and I'll tell you how it came about. I was doing a leadership conference with Nationwide Insurance in Columbus, Ohio. Nationwide,
yep.
They're on your side, right?
Yep. I've been to that office.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Anyway, the president of Nationwide Financial is a wonderful guy named Kurt Walker. And we were talking about how, you know, in the digital age, and the way you reward and recognize people, the way you say thank you, you know, has changed quite a bit. You can text, you can email, mm-hmm. and so on. We said, but one of the most underutilized tools is really old school. And it's the handwritten thank you note. And we were talking about that and with his leadership and so on. And he got up in front of his entire leadership. And this is a leader, and I love the way he leads, because it wasn't a mandate. It wasn't a dictate. But he said, you know, I love the idea of a handwritten note. He said, how many of us have received a handwritten note and we kept it? And a lot of people raised their hands. He says, it's different, isn't it? Mm-hmm. A handwritten note is different. He said, you know, I've made it a goal that I'm going to write every one of my direct reports a handwritten thank you note before Thanksgiving, in the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if all of you did the same?
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way he said that. It wasn't like, by the way, this is what you're going to do, and I'm going to check up on you. Right?
Yeah.
He said, you know, I'm going to do this. Wouldn't it be great if you did the same? And can you imagine this organization of, you know, several hundred people before Thanksgiving or during Thanksgiving week, or even right after, if everyone received a little handwritten note with sincere thanks, thank you for your contributions, thank you for making Nationwide what it is today. I mean, can you imagine a boost in morale
well,
at organization?
Well, and you're, you know, Chester, as you know, And my audience, they're rolling their eyes right now because they know they think I'm about to launch into one of my soapboxes here. But but thank you is two of the, in my opinion, the two most powerful words in the marketplace are thank you. And everything that you just said, if every company would train their people, and I don't even care if it's my competitor. I'd say the same thing. Train your people to say to make your customers to be convinced, not just to hear, but to be convinced that you're thankful for their business. You appreciate their business. You're grateful for what they've given you. Though not only would there be a happier marketplace, I think there'd be a lot more business.
Well, sure. And here's the thing, you know, and we just did a little search, but in every language, there is the word thank you.
Yep.
I mean, it's part of every language. Now, what was really interesting that we looked at in our new book, What Motivates Me, is you need to say thank you to different people in different ways. And I think that's really interesting. You know, we talk about certain basics that you need to be specific. Just don't say, hey, you know, great job, Jim. You're number one, Jim. But, you know, but give them the details. Tell the story. But one of the things we identified in our research around What Motivates Me is that there are different identities when it comes to motivation. Some people are high achievers. Mm-hmm. Some people are thinkers. Some people are caregivers. And the way that you say thank you needs to be modulated to that kind of identity. For example,
right.
If I'm a caregiver, family, fun, and friends are very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I've had a big achievement, I would love my family to be included in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can find a way.
Yep.
If I'm a thinker, I value autonomy a little more, creativity, varying my schedule. I may want kind of a one-on-one kind of thank you. So that's important for leaders to understand as well. And culturally, of course, there are many differences.
Right.
The way you say thank you says a lot about you as a leader. In understanding the proper way to do it. It's fascinating, right?
And you know, you were talking about all the different languages, the way to say thank you. If you travel to a foreign country and they speak a different language, you must learn the first words you must be able to use is thank you in their language. And
absolutely.
I'll tell you what, you will get miles and miles of credit just by saying that.
Isn't that fascinating?
Even if you don't say it well.
No, the fact that you attempt, you make
mm-hmm.
the attempt,
mm-hmm.
is important.
Yep.
You know, it's really funny.
Chester, hold on to that thought. I need to take a quick break because we got a lot more to talk about, and we'll do it after these messages. But the new book is called What Motivates Me, Put Your Passions to Work. Chester, give us the website, please.
It's thecultureworks.com.
Check it out. Chester Elton and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Girl, to call my own, I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.